The best part about working from home? You can listen to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt as loud as you want. Turn it up. It's your break room on Star 102.5.
Well, a survey says we're very proud of ourselves when we can do even the smallest car repairs. And Kurt, very happy with himself. He added some window washer fluid.
That's right. Spritz away. Because I got still some left, and I can refill it just like that if I can figure out again how to open up the hood of the car.
Okay.
That latch was really troubling.
Yeah.
But I got it.
Replacing lights made the list. You know, things like changing your oil.
Yeah. I've seen people do it.
I used to do it in high school. I don't think since.
My husband's gotten out a kick of wanting to change my oil.
Yeah. Like before every 3,000 miles, just like, hey.
No, I mean, no, it's past that.
Okay.
Anyway, he just, but the past two times, there's been oil spilled all over the garage floor.
Mm.
So he hasn't quite mastered it, but.
Okay.
I mean, my car works.
Well, so there's oil in it. That's good.
Yeah. Just a little bit spilled out. That's okay. It's all right.
Replacing a side mirror made the list.
Ooh.
That one made me laugh. Because that was when I was moving from Iowa to Green Bay. And I had a little U-Haul trailer behind my Cavalier.
Your moving stories.
And it was missing. Yeah, I know. They all. Every one is its own movie. But it was. The side view mirror, driver's side view mirror, was missing. Well, I had it. It wasn't missing. It just was broken off. So anytime I had to pass or change lanes, yeah. I would roll down the window and hang it outside and hold it.
My
God. Just hold it. I probably should have just could have changed it according to this list, but replaced it, but it didn't occur to me.
You found your own way to
That's
make it
right.
work.
Look, I got there safely. Everybody
right.
was all good. All right, Amy in West Des Moines. What'd you do, Amy, you're proud of?
I had to replace my rear tail light, not just the light bulb, the whole light structure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was surprisingly not that difficult.
Yeah. We had, when my wife sold car, this was a few years ago, and I had to actually order the light online because I couldn't find it anywhere else. It was from a junkyard.
Yeah.
And I had to take it out and replace it. And I thought the same thing, Amy. I was like, wow, if I could get paid for this.
Pop a new one in there and plug it in, basically.
I know. I felt so smart, too. It was great. It is a great feeling, isn't it?
It's like, hey. I can do this. Look what I just did.
I will survive. Thank you, Amy. Have a great day. Appreciate you.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Something to drown out the kids yelling at each other about who didn't charge the iPad. Star 102.5.